our clocks have now gone forward, so we are back to the same time as you guys now. Is it 5 hours or 6 hours or 7 hours where you are in the States? Because your clocks went way forward before ours did. But we're there now, and we've got our light tonight, which is lovely. So instead of me getting up now at like 4 a.m., I'm back to my original 5 a.m., which is amazing. The dogs have sort of filtered in as well. Rocky's still waking me up at 5. And it's a blessing. It really is a blessing. My body doesn't seem to adjust. So when they go back, I go back for 1 hour. When we go forward, I go forward an hour. And that's how I'll continue to be, I guess. But, you know, I was talking to a lady on Tuesday night. And the girl that used to do my nails is now pregnant. She's having twins. And she can no longer sit forward. So I had to find a new lady. Well, again, you know, faith is a wonderful, wonderful thing to have. And being content. So I just left it. I didn't really go in search of anyone. And then I went to one shop and they let me down. So I was speaking to another lady and she gave me this telephone number and I contacted her and she arrived Tuesday night. And it was like a breath of fresh air. The first thing she said to me was that it is all to do with the mind and being positive. And then she asked what I used to do. She asked what I do now. She asked what my husband done. So it was a great open door to just share on how we live. And I said to her about that, how God touched Lawrence's heart to say what you want, not what you see. And she said, you know what? It's like people just aren't content with what they have anymore. They just want more and more and more. She said, and I don't really know much about God. She was Lithuanian. She said, but I was always raised to be positive and to be faithful in the things that I do. So if I'm going to do something, I put my whole faith into it. And then you get your rewards. So even though she didn't know much about God, but the things that she was saying, she believed that the contentment is something that is learnt, that you learn how to, and I was sharing with her about, like, Paul was, he learned to be a base and he learned to abound. He learned to be content within his situation. So we sat there for about 2 hours and it was an awesome blessing to see that I didn't even have to leave the house to share God's word. You know, when we're praying for laborers, you don't have to go out searching. Like, God brought this girl to my door, you know, just in the respect that she was doing me a service. Yes, I was paying for that service. But in between all that, that I got to share the wonderful things of how God has blessed our lives and still continues to bless our lives. So, you know, it's God's provision. It's not about what we do. It's not about what we want. It's God's provision. God provides. So we don't have to sweat tears and toil and really struggle. Be content with where we are now so that God can then add blessings upon that. I remember when we first started out, me and Lawrence, and that is far, far too long ago to remember, but we had this little two-bedroom house and all we had was two wicker chairs. They were like, they had a round base and then they were sort of like an oval shape and a cushion inside. And that's all we had. And a guitar. Mm. And Lawrence used to go to work, come home, and he would sit on the evening. We had no TV, no cooker, no bed. We'd only just moved in. And he would sit and play guitar. And I'd sort of hum along with him. I wasn't a singer. I wouldn't have dared sung in front of him. But I'd hum along with him and used to sing all the God songs and it was so peaceful and so tranquil. We had no cares, no worries. You know, it was just me and him and then Carl. And then gradually our family started to grow, the house started to grow. But God always blessed us, like we got blessed with a cooker and we got blessed with a bed. And then we bought the children's beds on some sort of site where they were brand new, but people didn't need them anymore. And our families would bless us with towels and sheets. And we started off so simply. And those were the best times ever. I remember we had this really old car and he used to strip the kids off their beds with their duvets and their pillows. We used to pile in the car at 11 o'clock at night. We'd drive to the ocean and then when the kids woke up in the morning, we'd spend the day on the beach and no hotels, no caravan. We'd just sleep in the car and life was so pure. It was so... Lawrence never really planned anything. He'd sort of just get an idea and we'd have to run with it. It was amazing. So, you know, it is good to know how to be a bass and how to be a band. And now, you know, over 40 years, we've acquired quite a bit. Mind you, that Amber keeps us well in control. She'll clear out all the clutter. She won't have any clutter, so she'll come and clear the clutter. But all the things, even in this house now, that I can remember where God has blessed us, like my table, my coffee unit in the kitchen, and like still even now, the blessings of God are still upon us. And so, but then you see new families and they have to have everything. They get into debt to get it all. And then they start to struggle. Then the marriage struggles because there's too much pressure on the couples to pay all these bills, mortgage rates and everything else. And life becomes a pressure. So it's really good, you know, if you know how to be a bass and how to abound. It doesn't mean that you have to have it all now. You know, when we're walking with God, he continually comes through and he continually blesses us. So sharing with this girl on Tuesday, her name's Inga, and beautiful, absolutely beautiful heart. And just her faith, how she got her business up and running, and so having the opportunity to share about God and how God has blessed us, because Lauren's come down, first of all, and he only said a few words to her in his comical self as he is. And when he went, she said, oh, what does he do for a living? When I said a pastor, she started laughing. And I said, yeah, I said, but people relate pastors to religion. And Lawrence isn't religious. He used to smoke. He's given up smoking. He's never drank. He might have the odd whiskey if he was in somebody's company, but he doesn't drink. But he still isn't formed to what a pastor or what we would think a pastor was. So when people see him and they see his personality and that he's very warming to, that he has this wonderful ability to be all things to all men. So he can be there with the people on the streets or he can be up with the, you know, the elite, English elite. And he can blend and mix with anyone, which is a great ability, really. But at the end of the day, his humor and his laughter really warms people's hearts. And then he opens up with God and it changes people's lives. It's just being, you know, and he is content. He's a great example of being content. He doesn't require much. He's very easygoing. He hardly ever raises his, well, I don't remember the last time he raised his voice. He's a very peaceable man and very, encouraging to many. When we have a life like that and we don't have to be, you know, uptight and worried, and it all faces one thing and it all comes back down to communication, having that ability to communicate with one another, because he can't read my mind and I can't read his mind. I would never know what's going on in his mind, honest to God. It's just there's too much going on in there for me. But you know, being able to express your heart and to be able to sit and have those conversations, that if you're not blessed, that you get the ability to share that, and that your partner is receptive to understanding what you're going through or what they are going through. And I believe, I truly believe in my heart that God brought us together and God knew that we were the right, we were of the right personality, the right person for each other, that we can understand each other, especially we've been together now nearly 40 years. So it's like, I understand him. I know probably what he's going to do before he does it. And so, and vice versa, he knows me. He knows what I like. He knows how to, I'm very simple. I don't need an awful lot. I prefer to stay in than go out. I love my home. I love the dogs. And we seem to complement each other. And that's what it's about, is just being content and learning from that contentment. And then, you know, when you have goals and you're sharing those goals with each other, is goals that you will achieve together. Even if my goals are different to him, it's good that he knows he can pray along with me, he can believe with me that we can achieve these things together. Like, we've done so much in 40 years. Now, Carl just had his 40th birthday on the 23rd of March. 27th of March, Sammy had his 35th birthday. And we both sat down and we both looked at each other like we still see them as in their teens or in their early 20s. I'm not sure where those 20-odd years have gone of them turning from teenagers to fully grown men. 20 years has flown by. And like, if you've got a great partner, you've got a great basis, a foundation that you can build upon, you'll have exactly the same. You'll have those wonderful memories and all those years of encouraging one another and not taking advantage of each other, but knowing that we walk with God's love, right? It's the love of God that seeks all our understanding, that we are not sharp with each other, that we're not, you know, detrimental in our words to each other, that our words are seasoned with salt, that we are encouraging and loving. And it's a sort of thing that's not going on in the world today. You know, people are so hell-bent on just getting from A to B and stepping on people as they climb the ladder. And times are changing. So it doesn't mean to say we change with the times. We stay close and we stay linked to God and we remember that it's Christ in us and nothing goes unseen. You know, God sees and hears everything. Even though we may think that we're inside and we've closed our doors, we do all this for God. We don't do it for ourselves or to better ourselves. We are striving to be more Christ-like on a daily basis. So it comes from speaking in tongues and praying with your understanding, honoring God, you know, witnessing, sharing the word, encouraging people, loving people. You know, all those fundamentals are part and parcel. And if you remember the two commandments, which is to love God and to love your neighbor, you'll remember in times when you want to be sharp or you might say the wrong thing or might say hurtful words, you know, that that's not the Christ in you. The Christ in you walks with pure love and encouragement and also to be content with what you do have. You know, God brought us all to this place, this time, this hour, to encourage one another and to love and to good works. And there's a lot going on in the world right now. And all we have to do is be great encouragement to one another, love one another, and just remember that life really is short. I really don't know where 40 years when I met Lawrence in that shop and he said, oh, God told me I'm going to marry you. Thought he was one crazy man. But here we are, and it was true. I don't know if Lawrence's intentions were that pure in the beginning, but God kept him to his word. That's all that matters. And here we are, 40 years later. And so that shows our age. He still thinks he's 30, but he has a son who's 35. See, God can create miracles. God can do wonders. So let's just say, you know, let's just stay continuing to love one another, to be content, to be honest. You know, to be honest and to have that communication, to encourage one another, and knowing that God never made a failure. He's always on our side. And as we come together, where two agree, there is Christ in the midst, that he will never, ever, ever, you know, ever leave you or forsake you. It back you up 100%. And when a man and a woman come together and they form that bond, it's unbreakable. If they have that basic foundation, that communication, you can move mountains. So bless your heart.